Greetings, one and all, on this Monday of the second week of Advent. And welcome to our Advent Daily Devotional, taken from the devotional written by John Pavlowitz called Lo, an Honest Advent Devotion. One housekeeping note for today, if you get this before noon, we are having our lunch bunch today at the church. Come as you are, bring your own, and we'll chat it up a little bit about Advent and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and where we're at in our lives. Just enjoy each other's company. So that's at noon today. And don't forget, Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Arthur Home Community Room, we're having our special Christmas-themed service for the residents. So I hope you can make that too. You will be filled. Okay, on to the devotion. Today's devotion is called Church Clothes. Church Clothes. And the scripture is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Colossians 3, 12 through 14. These are Paul's words, right? He says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." That's a great text, isn't it? Actually, I haven't read or heard that text in a while. And so good. Colossians 3, verses 12 through 14. Here's our devotion. As a young boy, I hated getting dressed up for church. I can distinctly remember lying on my bed on a Sunday morning, listening to music or reading comic books and getting the dreaded call from outside my bedroom door or from downstairs, "Get changed for church." It was like being called to the principal's office. Not that I had any first-hand experience of such things. There was something frustrating about taking off whatever I'd been wearing, which I was quite at home in, and putting on stiff, uncomfortable clothes that I never wore except for that hour on Sunday. "Who are we trying to impress?" I thought to myself. Even then, I couldn't imagine God having a dress code. So it always seemed like the sudden change was really about being acceptable to the people around us at church. I quickly recognized the hypocrisy of what a pastor friend once called the amazing grace face. The amazing grace face. People putting on a showy display of perfection and holding the facade together just long enough to make it to the car. The moment I got home, I'd rocket up the stairs and be out of my church clothes in seconds, and back to being myself. Many of us have had a similar experience with religious systems or spiritual community. The awareness that whoever we normally were wasn't quite suitable, that we'd have to make some surface alterations if we wanted to be fully welcomed. The Apostle Paul writes to a group of Jesus followers in Colossae, reminding them of the only necessary attire: compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, love. These things don't come easily, but they also don't require us to change depending on our environment. We don't have to prove our worth or earn our inclusion. When we're cultivating these values internally, people will naturally experience them as they encounter us. Today, don't worry about the surface things, and don't feel pressured to impress anyone. Instead, put on love and simply come as you are. Three questions for reflection today. Number one, every church says that you can, quote, come as you are, unquote, though many times we've shown up and realized we couldn't come as we were. Talk about or reflect upon the times and places where you have felt excluded, unwelcomed, or pushed away by organized religion, or by professed Christians. Two, Jesus modeled a table that truly welcomed all people, which often placed him in the middle of conflict. What are you learning about the balance between hospitality and justice? About the tensions between loving the least and you enemies? Can you do both? And three, somehow comparison and competition have seeped into every area of our lives, even our faith communities. What can we do to create spaces where people can simply be without feeling they need to be fixed or changed or renovated? Amen. Glad you were with us today on this Monday, second week of Advent, the week of peace, and hope you'll be back with us tomorrow. Until then, our reflection and meditation word for today: welcome.